from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, you know the studies that we've seen, they're fascinating, actually.
Yep.
About how men, the more, when they give them testosterone, extra testosterone, it changes their political views. They begin to move more to the right. This is actually documented science. That men with higher testosterone levels tend to be more conservative, and they've done it the other way, too. They've taken groups of men that they've given testosterone to and watched as over the course of giving them additional testosterone, they become more conservative. But did you ever think that this would be a political strategy? A political strategy to appeal to men with low T?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Low testosterone men who are like, yeah, you know, I don't really feel like getting off the couch. Because you get more testosterone, you get more energy, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I don't feel like getting off the couch. Yeah, if you want to come in here, break in my home, take everything I have, I'm good with that. Whatever. You want to take my woman, do with her as you will in the backyard. Well, you know. Okay, I guess. Nah, a guy who does that, I don't care if you let him out on bond 24 hours later. I don't care anymore. And then you give him a shot. And he's like, hell no. Give me my gun.
Yeah.
See the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to appeal to the guy on the couch who doesn't really care if they roll the tanks Tiananmen style down his road, right? Tiananmen Square style.
Yeah.
They don't really care. Okay, here's Dana Bash trying to explain this. And keep in mind, all of these fake reporters, like on CNN, they go back and forth between like positions in the Democrat Party and reporting, positions in Democrat campaigns and reporting. They know all the internals, all right? I guarantee she's seen it. There's actually a low-T strategy here of some kind to appeal to beta males. And she's trying to explain it without being offensive. But the point is, it's real. Take a listen. Here we go.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
Interesting that she referred to Governor Walz and the first husband as male figures, the future first husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm just throwing this out there. Wouldn't it be interesting to do a study if, with regard to the transgender issue, if women who identify as men who are undergoing testosterone treatments would then become more conservative?
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry to sidetrack you, but it's just that struck me. If men that have low testosterone, that take more testosterone, are supposedly becoming more conservative than would women who are then taking testosterone to identify as men and become men, if that's what they believe, would become more conservative.
I don't know, but I will tell you this. I'm willing to promote a GoFundMe account to pay for these suggestions.
Okay. All right.
Let's say that.
Yes, okay.
Well, we'll start with the low T men. We can help them. They've already got a base of testosterone. The women might be a little more expensive to inject. We've got to overcome all that estrogen.
So it could become a political injection committee.
Yes, that's right.
Vaccinate you against liberalism.
Right. No, but you can, though. It's a and really, you should have your If you're a man and you are a liberal, you should have your testosterone level checked. It's one of the signs.
Right.
Settled science.
Yes, exactly.
See, if the left could just call anything that's convenient for them politically settled science, I can too, right?
Yeah,
settled
exactly. Science. Why not?
According to what study? Shut up. Are you going to lose your Google account?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to lose your Facebook account. Okay. Meanwhile, it's going to be really interesting today to see if RFK endorses Trump and if he goes full throttle and gives a great speech or doesn't show up. Trump himself yesterday didn't sound sure if he was coming or not. And you know, by the end of the day, the campaign sort of seemed to be waffling back and forth.
I think he was being carefully coy about it.
Yeah, carefully coy. So RFK, you know, and you know what this shows? And I've got, I've gotten RFK's newsletter. It's quite good. It's called Children's Defense for years. It's in my inbox. I keep meaning to unsubscribe from it, but then I keep seeing these like compelling headlines. So I click on it. And so it keeps ending in my inbox instead of my spam folder.
Right.
It's been a vicious cycle because the stuff he's been into for years is actually really interesting. And when you look at RFK, RFK is a liberal's liberal. He truly is. And you're thinking, oh, I wouldn't like him. Well, no. The Democrat Party today is increasingly fascist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it really is. Big Wall Street, big war for profit, you know, big stock market, big, you know, big corporate, you know, Pfizer is worshipped as a god, even though they didn't bother to test their product. RFK tried to warn everyone. He's been suing vaccine manufacturers for years. He's been suing big corporations for years that put poisonous things in our food. And I started finding out, I learned so much from him that I actually read labels now. And what I do is, and he taught me this, if you're not sure if something's bad for you, go see if it's banned in Europe. If it is, don't eat it. And I've been shocked at how much of what we eat is banned in Europe. Because it's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's spent his life suing corporations, doing things that actual liberals do and thinking things actual liberals do. I disagree with a lot of things he says. What's fascinating is how hardcore the Democrat Party, which is really no longer liberal. They're in a fascist quest for power, and they'll tell any lie that sounds like they're liberal to get there.
Yeah.
That the way they're fighting him, and the fact that honestly, if you look at RFK and his big issues, he's really at home, more at home now with us than he is with them.
Classic liberals would not be trying to censor people online. Classic liberals would be pointing out that it is the right, a human right, for the citizens of a country to be able to criticize their own government, even if these are unpopular viewpoints. Classic liberals are not going to go along with that, but that's not our Democrat Party. Our Democrat Party is all about using the machinations of politics and corporations to stifle speech.
See, and I'm glad you brought that up, because for me, I mean, I started my career in liberal newsrooms with liberal editors, where I was the only conservative in the room, and they were fascinated by me because they believed, the reporters that I work with, the editors that I work with who are now retired or dead because they were old then, they were fascinated. How could you, and they would ask me, how could you be a journalist and a conservative? You know, they want to censor speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they believed this. They thought they were going to lose their First Amendment rights to us. And they were speech purists back then.
Yeah.
They really were. Remember the ACLU? They were too. I'll never forget this in Charleston, interviewing the black Jewish police chief there. And he would later retire, about the Ku Klux Klan march where the ACLU went to court to get them the right to march, and then the black police chief slapped on his rollerblades and led the march to keep the peace. That used to be America, okay? That is America right there. We all disagree. But we have free speech. Those liberals are gone now. But RFK is still that kind of brand of free speech zealot that was fascinated by me being a conservative when I started in journalism. Because they couldn't understand it. They were so afraid that they were going to lose their free speech rights. Now they're like, ah, misinformation, just take them down off the internet.
And then Walls has the gall to get up there and talk about it's the Democrat Party that's for freedom.
What a joke.
With his record as governor during the pandemic and prior to that, and with the Democrat Party's record of wanting to tell you, you know, what kind of car you must have, you know, what you may say in social media, what you may attend or do or go at any time. I mean, it's laughable. You know, it's always whatever it is they accuse you of is what they're doing.
Well, it is. And, you know, if you want to understand his version of freedom, and look, I never agree with the left, but they never used to say stuff like this. Here we go. Got it. Let me set it up. Here we go.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's laws against threatening people.
Yes, as there should be.
But what is this? No free speech around our democracy? What is that?
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There are laws against lying about, you know, slander and libel. There are things about that. Okay, there are laws. But the problem is, who gets to decide what misinformation is? And when it is the government that decides what misinformation is, that is the threat to freedom, and that's where the Democrat Party is right now.
Yeah, and we don't really have laws against libel. We just have civil judgments that'll break
you. Yes, that's true.
But yeah, and you can go to court if you can't prove it, sure, but we handle it civilly. We don't put
people
in prison.
It's not a criminal situation, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I spent years in newsrooms with liberals. Nobody used to say that stuff. It's just fascinating to me that you have a true liberal in RFK who is not welcome in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They're so afraid someone will listen to what he's saying, as I have, that they went to extraordinary lengths to block him from running in the Democrat primary.
Exactly. Fought him every step of the way. Used almost as much lawfare against him as they have against former President Trump.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why they made it almost impossible for anyone else to get on the ballot and run against Joe Biden, because they were afraid a true liberal would slip in there and the Democrats would actually hear what that sounded like, because there is a strain of liberalism, a part of liberalism that is very much populist and for the little guy. They don't want Americans hearing that.
No. And now the Democrat Party has a candidate that actually did not even run in the primaries. Yes, they were a part of the ticket, but they were not the top of the ticket.
Trump put this brilliantly yesterday, by the way, about RFK. 22 seconds.
Look, he was treated very unfairly by the Democrats. Yeah. He would have beaten Joe Biden in a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60-70% of the vote just to get in. And you
Mr.
know what?
President.
In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden. They threw Joe Biden out of the party.
Yep. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamala Harris absolute totally gaslit the American people last night. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, what would she talk about? And I got some of it right. She mentioned Trump 15 times and inflation, not at all. She doesn't give a darn if Americans can afford groceries. Let's not get ourselves. This is a woman who promised to lower prices in July of 2023 and that did not a damn thing about it. She said it once at a press conference, didn't even bother to hold a second press conference. She does not care, okay? She does. She just wants her power. So I figured she wouldn't mention inflation at all, and she did not once. She mentioned Trump 15 times, inflation not at all. That's remarkable given that on most days in the big Gallup tracker, inflation is number one or number two concern of the American people. I figured she just wouldn't mention the border. But she went in the other direction. Incredibly went in the other direction. Talking about how she believes in strong border security. She is a former prosecutor, and she is going to be the one who's going to get us this tough border security.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities.
Okay, that took some cojones. Let me tell you what, that woman is not low T. To lie like that? The week we find out from the inspector general, their job is to monitor, morally and ethically speaking, the agencies of the government. They have free rein to investigate them. That is their job. The week that the inspector general says that Kamala and Joe have misplaced over 221,000 illegal immigrant children. They don't know where they are. But they are in danger of being exploited, sex trafficked, and labor trafficked. And she not only says, I can't believe it. She not only says she's the one who's going to be tough on the border because she's been tough on the border. She then says this.
Because I believe everyone has a right to safety, to dignity, and to justice.
From the actual U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office of the Inspector General, could not find more than 291,000 unaccompanied minors. Never bother to build a system to track them to see if they show up for their court date, and if they don't, to check on them. And then this line, ICE has no assurance unaccompanied children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. That's her actual record.
Because I believe everyone has a right to safety, to dignity, and to justice.
Except women who get gang raped by illegal immigrants. She let it. Illegal immigrants who were so unimpressed by Joe and Kamala's border security that one of the two illegal immigrants who raped that 12-year-old and killed her was wearing one of ICE's monitoring bracelets at the time. Think about what that says. They didn't think anything had happened to him. Why? Because they think Kamala and Joe could let him do whatever the hell they want. So they gang raped a 12-year-old and stuffed her body in a sewer pipe. Like human refuse.
Because I believe everyone has a right to safety, to dignity, and to justice.
Yeah, well, the moms of those women raped and murdered by illegal immigrants don't seem to think that. And by the way, honey, you never bothered to call them. Not Lakin Riley's mom, not Rachel Marin's mom, and not Jocelyn Nungery's mom. Here's their moms yesterday at the border where Kamala has never gone. Standing next to a wall, Kamala fought when she was a senator.
They found my daughter's body, and when they found it, it just recently has come out that she was brutally beaten, raped, and then stuffed into a drain pipe. We're losing our moms, our daughters, our children to criminals.
I have to go through the rest of my life with my son, always asking for his sister. And I just really, really, really want everybody to please take into consideration how important border control is, because we're losing very innocent people.
So difficult to hear, Jonathan. The simple fact, though, is that those two daughters,
difficult to hear. But that's the reality. And she was just getting warmed up. Shows you the target-rich news environment we're in when I haven't gotten to this. Headline. And this is shocking, okay? After all of our years of coverage together, after watching the deep state go to the lengths that it went to cover up the crimes of Hunter Biden, ultimately Joe Biden. Simple headline. They always do this. The left puzzles me when it does. They always do this. They admit when they got away with something. Yeah, we lied. We totally did. Isn't that funny? Yeah, we wouldn't allow you to say this one thing 6 months ago. We said you were a traitor to your country if you said it. You were a Russian stooge. But today, now, we've always known it was true. Ha, we got you. Well, here's this, or I should say now, last week's own. It was end of last week. I'm just now getting to it. But it was so important, I'm putting it in this hour. It's a simple headline. Special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. Just like that. Special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. Remember the extent the FBI went to keep you from knowing that. We didn't know at the time of the 2020 election that they were inside social media, all of it, censoring this story. That they intimidated Facebook, Twitter, into shutting down the accounts of anyone telling it, including the nation's oldest newspaper, the New York Post, who it turns out got it right. Oops. But it wasn't an oops. It was a totalitarian move. And now, just ever so casually, the same people, now that Joe Biden has fallen from favor and is being punished for defying the ultimate deep state candidate, Barack Obama. He's being punished. That's why you're seeing them tell the truth finally about Hunter. This is the very same people, David Weiss, the special counsel who received evidence both from the IRS and the lower level FBI agents, and buried it to protect Hunter from the consequences of his crimes. Why? Because Biden was on the ends with them, but he's not now, and he's being punished because he was supposed to drop out, not fight. Had he dropped out, not fought, they would have had time for the primary they wanted to have, the flash primary. And they could have put Mark Kelly in. They didn't want Kamala Harris. So he's being punished now. And now it is okay for them to finally tell you the truth. Simple headline. Simple headline. But shocking nonetheless, after the last couple of years, special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. But from who, you ask? No, all the people we said. China, over 8 million. Ukraine, 6.5 mil. Russia, $3.5 million. It's actually over 30, if you read the New York Post. But anyway, Romania, over 3 million, on and on and on and on and on. He was taking bribes. Do what? In exchange for U.S. policy changes. Well, Hunter had no ability to make those, but Joe did. There's always been something about the Bidens that has puzzled me tremendously. Or rather, about the deep state. It's an angle our side has never pursued or even talked about. I don't understand it. And it's this. The FBI had in their possession the Hunter Biden laptop, documenting all of this. Folks, this is all off the laptop. The New York Post was able to accurately report on the bribes taken, for instance, by Russia, or from Russia, by the Biden family 2 years ago, 3 years ago, actually before the election. It was on the laptop. And what's so weird, if you ask most Republicans, people who watch politics, if you ask them, why did the FBI cover up the crimes? Why did the DOJ cover up the crimes of the Bidens? They will tell you this. It's because they are Democrats. But it wasn't. Because they had that laptop in their possession in 2019. Joe Biden would not enter the race until 2020. Now I got you, right? That's weird. They had better candidates than Joe. They had Amy Klobuchar. Pete Buttigieg back then was pretty popular. They had Kamala. Kamala's great, right? Could have gone with any of them. But they protected Joe. And they continued to protect Joe, even in December, when everybody was looking for him to drop out, December 2019, looking for him to drop out. He had no money. It was a punchline. It was a joke. The media was even saying they were on dropout watch. The FBI had an open money laundering investigation into Hunter. They could have picked him up. They had the laptop. They knew all of this that we're learning now took bribes. It's not new. They had it. Why didn't they go after him? It wouldn't have made one iota difference in that race. There are plenty of the Democrat candidates. Nobody would have noticed. Nobody even talk about Joe Biden anymore. He'd been in prison for so long. But they didn't. They protected him. Even when it looked like he would lose. Why? Why do that? Why protect Joe Biden from his crimes and Hunter from his crimes when Joe is polling at the bottom of the pack of the Democrats? And putting him in prison wouldn't have done anything to the Democrat Party. I mean, obviously, they could tell you now that they took bribes. See, right here, headline, special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. So it's not that they don't want to embarrass Obama or something. It's not that. They could have done this in 2019. Why didn't they? Why did they protect, go to the extreme? Never in American, or really probably even modern human history, have so many in law enforcement sullied themselves so badly to protect one crackhead from the consequences of his crimes. Why? Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, has a theory. And I can't believe he said this out loud. I'm going to play it for you next. So 2019, the FBI has the Hunter Biden laptop, has evidence of all the bribes that the DOJ is now admitting Hunter Biden took. It's very casually. Special counsel David Weiss, who personally covered up these crimes, documented all that. At the time they had Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden was polling below 5%. He was on his way out like Kamala. They could have prosecuted him. There was a whole field of Democrats. Wouldn't have mattered, but they didn't. Why? Peter Thiel is the former CEO of PayPal. He's the founder of Palantir. And do you know what Palantir does, among other things? They serve our intelligence agencies. The USIC, U.S. Intelligence Community, the United States Department of Defense, they were formed with a startup grant from the CIA, which still uses them today to troll through reams of data. They write programs that do that. So Peter Thiel is a guy who depends for his living, for Palantir's success, in part on selling its goods to our intelligence agency so they can better spy on you. They can better churn through mass information. So he's not just some random CEO. He's not just some random guy. Did you hear what he said on Joe Rogan the other day? This is mind-blowing. He talked about how people who, and they were talking about Kamala Harris, and who gets chosen, quote unquote, air quotes, chosen. And the theory that Peter Thiel has, keep in mind all of his intelligence community contacts. I mean, he is the guy who helps them troll through. I can't imagine what the guy knows. And he says to Joe Rogan, the only people allowed to advance are those on whom they have compromise. It would explain perfectly why they protected Joe Biden when it didn't even look like he had a chance of winning from the consequences of his crimes. Remember, they had invested a tremendous amount of energy in Joe. They'd put over 20 informants on him over 15 years that answered to at least two FBI agencies watching Joe, watching Joe's brother, and watching Hunter. Remember that? They had a treasure trove of compromise on Joe. And that's who won. Weird. And when they could have put him in prison, instead they protected him so he could be president. Which makes what Peter Thiel, CEO of Palantir, said to Joe Rogan really quite something. This is, he says, how he believes it works in Washington, how he believes the deep state works. And if anyone would know, it would be Peter Thiel, since he depends on them for a living. Take a listen.
And passive tightening via lower inflation is, quote, is a thing. So inflation's coming down, inflation...
Between Peter Thiel, this conversation, Peter Thiel, this bit of it, and Joe Rogan.
It's a little bit different from the J. Edgar Hoover thing. And the question was always whether the people doing it knew they were getting compromised. And so it's the vibe is not that you somehow got compromised. It was more you were joining this this secret club.
Right.
You got to be made. You're a made man in the mafia.
And you get to do crazy things.
No. It's only if we have compromise on you do you get ahead.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's one of these
Skull and bones
closet, the closet of the Vatican.
Right.
The claim is 80% of the cardinals in the Catholic Church are gay. Not sure if that's true, but directionally, it's probably correct. And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
Wait a minute. What?
And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
So he's talking about the deep state, the way the swamp operates in Washington, and this idea he has that you don't get to get ahead unless you're compromised. You won't make it. Is it true? I don't know, but he would. And that's about the only way he could tell you. Because this is what he does for a living. Trolls through large amounts of data. That's what Palantir does for our intelligence agencies in the Pentagon, and helps them take huge amounts of data and boil it down, data that they have gotten, I would argue, unconstitutionally. Interesting that he thinks that's how it works. Don't know, but it's exactly what we saw with Joe Biden. It's now all coming to fruition with this incredible headline. As they just casually admit, we were right all along. We have some new liberal trolls this morning. You may hate me, you may not like what I believe, but here's what's going to happen. You keep listening to this show, even if it's to scream and rail about stuff, and you're going to start to find you know things 6 months, 9 months, a year and a half, 2 years before your liberal friends who don't listen to talk radio. You know why? They lie to you. They lie to you endlessly and on a loop. And it appears they would prefer that those who represent you are compromised so they can control them.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shows you the target-rich news environment we're in when I haven't gotten to this. Headline. And this is shocking, okay? After all of our years of coverage together, after watching the deep state go to the lengths that it went to cover up the crimes of Hunter Biden, ultimately Joe Biden. Simple headline. They always do this. The left puzzles me when it does. They always do this. They admit when they got away with something. Yeah, we lied. We totally did. Isn't that funny? Yeah, we wouldn't allow you to say this one thing 6 months ago. We said you were a traitor to your country if you said it. You were a Russian stooge. But today, now, nah, we've always known it was true. Ha, we got you. Well, here's this, or I should say now, last week's own. It was end of last week. I'm just now getting to it. But it was so important, I'm putting it in this hour. It's a simple headline. Special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. Just like that. Special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. Remember the extent the FBI went to keep you from knowing that. We didn't know at the time of the 2020 election that they were inside social media, all of it, censoring this story. That they intimidated Facebook, Twitter, into shutting down the accounts of anyone telling it, including the nation's oldest newspaper, the New York Post, who it turns out got it right. Oops. But it wasn't an oops. It was a totalitarian move. And now, just ever so casually, the same people, now that Joe Biden has fallen from favor and is being punished for defying the ultimate deep state candidate, Barack Obama, he's being punished. That's why you're seeing them tell the truth finally about Hunter. This is the very same people, David Weiss, the special counsel who received evidence both from the IRS and lower level FBI agents and buried it to protect Hunter from the consequences of his crimes. Why? Because Biden was on the ends with them, but he's not now, and he's being punished because he was supposed to drop out, not fight. Had he dropped out, not fought, they would have had time for the primary they wanted to have, the flash primary. And they could have put Mark Kelly in. They didn't want Kamala Harris. So he's being punished now. And now it is okay for them to finally tell you the truth. Simple headline. Simple headline, but shocking nonetheless. After the last couple of years, special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. But from who, you ask? To all the people we said. China, over 8 million. Ukraine, 6.5 mil. Russia, $3.5 million. It's actually over 30. If you read the New York Post, but anyway. Romania, over 3 million, on and on and on and on and on. He was taking bribes to do what? In exchange for U.S. policy changes. Well, Hunter had no ability to make those, but Joe did. There's always been something about the Bidens that has puzzled me tremendously, or rather about the deep state. It's an angle our side has never pursued or even talked about. I don't understand it. And it's this. The FBI had in their possession the Hunter Biden laptop documenting all of this. Folks, this is all off the laptop. The New York Post was able to accurately report on the bribes taken, for instance, by Russia or from Russia by the Biden family 2 years ago, 3 years ago, actually before the election. It was on the laptop. And what's so weird, if you ask most Republicans, people who watch politics, if you ask them, why did the FBI cover up the crimes? Why did the DOJ cover up the crimes of the Bidens? They will tell you this. It's because they are Democrats. But it wasn't. Because they had that laptop in their possession in 2019. Joe Biden would not enter the race until 2020. Now I got you, right? That's weird. They had better candidates than Joe. They had Amy Klobuchar. Pete Buttigieg back then was pretty popular. They had Kamala. Kamala's great, right? Could have gone with any of them. But they protected Joe. And they continued to protect tech Joe even in December when everybody was looking for him to drop out. December 2019. Looking for him to drop out. He had no money. It was a punchline. It was a joke. The media was even saying they were on dropout watch. The FBI had an open money laundering investigation into Hunter. They could have picked him up. They had the laptop. They knew all of this that we're learning now took bribes. It's not new. They had it. Why didn't they go after him? It wouldn't have made one iota difference in that race. There are plenty of the Democrat candidates. Nobody would have noticed. Nobody even talk about Joe Biden anymore. He'd been in prison for so long. But they didn't. They protected him. Even when it looked like he would lose. Why? Why do that? Why protect Joe Biden from his crimes and Hunter from his crimes when Joe is polling at the bottom of the pack of the Democrats and putting him in prison wouldn't have done anything to the Democrat Party? I mean, obviously, they could tell you now that they took bribes. See, right here, headline, special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. So it's not that they don't want to embarrass Obama or something. It's not that. They could have done this in 2019. Why didn't they? Why did they protect, go to the extreme? Never in American, or really probably even modern human history, have so many in law enforcement sullied themselves so badly to protect one crackhead from the consequences of his crimes. Why? Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, has a theory. And I can't believe he said this out loud. I'm going to play it for you next. So 2019, the FBI has the Hunter Biden laptop, has evidence of all the bribes that the DOJ is now admitting Hunter Biden took. It's very casually. Special counsel David Weiss, who personally covered up these crimes, we documented all that. At the time they had Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden was polling below 5%. He was on his way out like Kamala. They could have prosecuted him. There's a whole field of Democrats. Wouldn't have mattered, but they didn't. Why? Peter Thiel is the former CEO of PayPal. He's the founder of Palantir. And do you know what Palantir does, among other things? They serve our intelligence agencies. The USIC, U.S. Intelligence Community, the United States Department of Defense. They were formed with a startup grant from the CIA, which still uses them today to troll through reams of data. They write programs that do that. So Peter Thiel is a guy who depends for his living, for Palantir's success, in part on selling its goods to our intelligence agency so they can better spy on you. They can better churn through mass information. So he's not just some random CEO. He's not just some random guy. Did you hear what he said on Joe Rogan the other day? This is mind-blowing. He talked about how people who, and they were talking about Kamala Harris and who gets chosen, quote-unquote, air quotes, chosen. And the theory that Peter Thiel has, keep in mind all of his intelligence community contacts. I mean, he is the guy who helps them troll through. I can't imagine what the guy knows. And he says to Joe Rogan, the only people allowed to advance are those on whom they have compromise. It would explain perfectly why they protected Joe Biden when it didn't even look like he had a chance of winning from the consequences of his crimes. Remember, they had invested a tremendous amount of energy in Joe. They had put over 20 informants on him over 15 years that answered to at least two FBI agencies watching Joe, watching Joe's brother, and watching Hunter. Remember that? They had a treasure trove of compromise on Joe. And that's who won. Weird. And when they could have put him in prison, instead they protected him so he could be president. Which makes what Peter Thiel, CEO of Palantir, said to Joe Rogan really quite something. This is, he says, how he believes it works in Washington, how he believes the deep state works. And if anyone would know, it would be Peter Thiel, since he depends on them for a living. Take a listen.
And passive tightening via lower inflation is, quote, is a thing. So inflation's coming down, inflation...
Between Peter Thiel, this conversation, Peter Thiel, this bit of it, and Joe Rogan.
It's a little bit different from the J. Edgar Hoover thing. And the question was always, whether the people doing it knew they were getting compromised. And so it's the vibe is not that you somehow got compromised. It was more you were joining this secret club.
Right.
You got to be made. You're a made man in the mafia.
And you get to do crazy things.
No. It's only if we have compromise on you do you get ahead.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's one of these
skull and bones
closet, yeah, the closet of the Vatican.
Right.
The claim is 80% of the cardinals in the Catholic Church are gay. Not sure if that's true, but directionally, it's probably correct. And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
Wait a minute. What?
And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
So he's talking about the deep state, the way the swamp operates in Washington, and this idea he has that you don't get to get ahead unless you're compromised. You won't make it. Is it true? I don't know, but he would. And that's about the only way he could tell you. Because this is what he does for a living. Trolls through large amounts of data. That's what Palantir does for our intelligence agencies in the Pentagon, and helps them take huge amounts of data and boil it down, data that they have gotten, I would argue, unconstitutionally. Interesting that he thinks that's how it works. Don't know, but it's exactly what we saw with Joe Biden. It's now all coming to fruition with this incredible headline. As they just casually admit, we were right all along. We have some new liberal trolls this morning. You may hate me, you may not like what I believe, but here's what's going to happen. You keep listening to the show, even if it's to scream and rail about stuff, and you're going to start to find you know things 6 months, 9 months, a year and a half, 2 years before your liberal friends who don't listen to talk radio. You know why? They lie to you. They lie to you endlessly and on a loop. And it appears they would prefer that those who represent you are compromised so they can control them. So, 2019, the FBI has the Hunter Biden laptop, has evidence of all the bribes that the DOJ is now admitting Hunter Biden took. It's very casually. Special Counsel David Weiss, who personally covered up these crimes, documented all that. At the time they had Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden was polling below 5%. He was on his way out like Kamala. They could have prosecuted him. There was a whole field of Democrats. Wouldn't have mattered, but they didn't. Why? Peter Thiel is the former CEO of PayPal. He's the founder of Palantir. And do you know what Palantir does, among other things? They serve our intelligence agencies. The USIC, U.S. Intelligence Community, the United States Department of Defense. They were formed with a startup grant from the CIA, which still uses them today to troll through reams of data. They write programs that do that. So Peter Thiel is a guy who depends for his living, for Palantir's success, in part on selling its goods to our intelligence agency so they can better spy on you. They can better churn through mass information. So he's not just some random CEO. He's not just some random guy. Did you hear what he said on Joe Rogan the other day? This is mind-blowing. He talked about how people and they were talking about Kamala Harris and who gets chosen, quote-unquote, air quotes, chosen. And the theory that Peter Thiel has, keep in mind all of his intelligence community contacts. I mean, he is the guy who helps them troll through. I can't imagine what the guy knows. And he says to Joe Rogan, the only people allowed to advance are those on whom they have compromise. It would explain perfectly why they protected Joe Biden when it didn't even look like he had a chance of winning from the consequences of his crimes. Remember, they had invested a tremendous amount of energy in Joe. They had put over 20 informants on him over 15 years that answered to at least two FBI agencies watching Joe's brother, and watching Hunter. Remember that? They had a treasure trove of compromise on Joe. And that's who won. Weird. And when they could have put him in prison, instead they protected him so he could be president. Which makes what Peter Thiel, CEO of Palantir, said to Joe Rogan really quite something. This is, he says, how he believes it works in Washington, how he believes the deep state works. And if anyone would know, it would be Peter Thiel, since he depends on them for a living. Take a listen.
And passive tightening via lower inflation is, quote, is a thing. So inflation's coming down, inflation...
Between Peter Thiel, this conversation, Peter Thiel, this bit of it, and Joe Rogan.
It's a little bit different from the J. Edgar Hoover thing. And the question was always whether the people doing it knew they were getting compromised. And so it's the vibe is not that you somehow got compromised. It was more you were joining this secret club.
Right.
You got to be made. You're a made man in the mafia.
And you get to do crazy things.
No. It's only if we have compromise on you do you get ahead.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's one of these
skull and bones.
The closet, the closet of the Vatican.
Right.
The claim is 80% of the cardinals in the Catholic Church are gay. Not sure if that's true, but directionally, it's probably correct. And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
Wait a minute. What?
And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
So he's talking about the deep state, the way the swamp operates in Washington, and this idea he has that you don't get to get ahead unless you're compromised. You won't make it. Is it true? I don't know, but he would. And that's about the only way he could tell you. Because this is what he does for a living. Trolls through large amounts of data. That's what Palantir does for our intelligence agencies in the Pentagon, and helps them take huge amounts of data and boil it down, data that they have gotten, I would argue, unconstitutionally. Interesting that he thinks that's how it works. Don't know, but it's exactly what we saw with Joe Biden. It's now all coming to fruition with this incredible headline. As they just casually admit, we were right all along. We have some new liberal trolls this morning. You may hate me, you may not like what I believe, but here's what's going to happen. You keep listening to this show, even if it's to scream and rail about stuff, and you're going to start to find you know things 6 months, 9 months, a year and a half, 2 years before your liberal friends who don't listen to talk radio. You know why? They lie to you. They lie to you endlessly and on a loop. And it appears they would prefer that those who represent you are compromised so they can control them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.